want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. and Mrs. Nachman Lentz, sponsoring in absentia. They are sponsoring tonight's shir, L'shchus R'fuah Shleima for Rachel, Bas Miriam Chaya, and Saraya Eliezer Ben Zipporah Chaya. Beginning of Kisava, we know, deals with the Bikurim, Peter Bikurim, Maestros, and right at the beginning of the Sheni Aliyah, we are told about when one person will bring Lasers Kol Maaser to Voscha B'Shanah Shlishis, like the Maaser Sheni, Maaser in the next year of Nesata Lelevi, Leger Eliyosim, all the different Maaseros of Amona, V'Achlu B'Sharecha V'Saveyu, and then you make this famous declaration, and you continue. I've removed all the kodesh. I've taken all the tithes I have to from my house. All that you commanded me, I haven't violated any of the mitzvos, and I have not forgotten. Rashi, this pasuk, says Rashi, Lo shachachti mi levarechecha al hafroshes maestros. This is a reference to the idea of a birchas mitzvah, of making a bracha on the mitzvah of hafroshes maestros. This is from the Sifrei, and certainly, unless one thinks of something unique about hafroshes maestros, the mashmaz of this Rashi is that he assumes, as an example, that birchas mitzvos are midaraisa. Lo shachachti, it's from the pasuk in Chumash. In fact, all of the Mefarshe Rashi seem to learn this way, and they're all very bothered by Rashi. The Re'im, the Maral, the Sifsei Chachamim, and then Chesman, where's Joey's Chumash with all the Mefarshe Rashi? They're all, you have on the Pasuk, on Chavav Yud Gimel, Mefarshe Rashi? Chavav. Yeah, that Rashi, that your favorite Chumash. So they all ask, I don't know about all 11 Mefarshim, but quite a few of them are all bothered. How could it be that Rashi says that Shushakti means Milavarechacha? Berchas HaMitzvos, don't we assume that they're only Midarabbanan? Yet here Rashi is connecting the Berchas HaMitzvah to the Parsha. And in fact, because of this, the Mefarshim, like the Reim, the Guyari, and Chachamim, they all try to reread Rashi. He doesn't really mean the bracha of Asher Hashem says of Sivanu that you and I are familiar with. He means in general, when you're bringing your maestros, you should be praising Hashem. Pray Chavav Yud Gimel. You should be praising Hashem. That's how the Mefarshim try to get out of this Rashi. So let's take a step back for a minute and see, what are the Makaros? Are Berachas HaMitzvos, are they generally considered Midaraisa? Are they Midarabbanan? That'll be our major question to start with. Number two, when do you make the Berachas HaMitzvah? Before, during, or after a mitzvah? Thank you. And number three, and most hopefully importantly, at the end, to try to tie it all together, is what's the Geder HaDin? What is the purpose of Berachas HaMitzvos in general? I'll just try to give you one example, just since you, thank you, Joey, for finding it for me. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, where Rashi had said, Mila Varechacha. So Sifsei Chachamim, for example, quotes the Reim. Pirish, Milarechacha, Milashabechacha, Beis HaFrashis Maizrus, the low Milavarech Berchas HaFrashis Maizrus, Yehu Nusach HaBrocha, Shetiknu, Ashenech Zagdolus, Sheberchas Ala Mitzvos, Eina Ela Midarabbanan. I'm paraphrasing the Reim, so the Chumash says Beferish, as we mentioned, that how could it be? The Pashas of Rashi seems like he's talking about a Berchas HaMitzvah. Me'echa Teisi, we always assume that Berchas HaMitzvahs are only Midarabbanan. Atakonav, Ashenech Zagdola. That's the Kasha, and therefore they say it just means a general praise of Hashem. So the makor, the strongest makor in Gemara, which implies that the Berachas HaMitzvos, again, pick any mitzvah, tefillin, lulav, sukkah, shofar, the bracha that we make beforehand, there's the clearest makor that these are derabanan, is a well-known Gemara in Masech the Brachos on Tezvav Amud Aleph. There the discussion is in the midst of Kriyashma. What if you say it so quietly to yourself that you're not Mashmiel Oznav, you don't hear what you're saying? That's going to be with our topic, but and the Gemara's stream of consciousness, that's how it gets into our topic. So in that context, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Trumas, in Perek Aleph, that talks about a Cheresh taking Truma, and even though they're not supposed to be the ones taking Truma, because they can't obviously hear their own bracha, they're Cheresh, but B'nyevid, we say, Taka, it works. B'nyevid, Rabbi Yossi Paskins, it works. And the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from the Mishnah, just like B'nyevid, there it works. So too, Kriyashma, I didn't hear myself say, Lo Mashmi Eliyosav, I'm perfectly healthy hearing Baruch Hashem, but I whispered it so quietly, it should also work Bidi Evet, just like the Mishnah in Trumas. Then the Gemara says very famously, no, you can't bring a Raya, because after all, Kriya Shema is a din the Araisa, as opposed to, in the case in Trumas, what's the Hafrashas Truma, there's nothing audible. It's the mitzvah, excuse me, it's the bracha on a precious truma that the Gemara was, the Mishnah is obviously talking about. Who quote the Gemara says, "U bracha derabanan, v'lo bebracha talia milsa." So that's Mela Rabbi Yossi was mekel there. That doesn't mean that he'd be mekel by Kriya Shema d'Araisa, because this is derabanan and ancillary. It's not the talia milsa; it's only derabanan. So it seems to be beferish in the Gemara that birchas and mitzvahs are only derabanan. And there, that's talking about trumas. Mamash Rashi was talking about Trumas. So he seemed to have a stira, that Rashi, or that Sefrei that Rashi is quoting, seems to be a direct contradiction to this famous authoritative Gemara in Brachos. There's a second source in Chazal that is very interesting and debated by the Gedolei Achronim, and that is a Yerushalmi, a parallel Yerushalmi in Masechta Brachos. And there, the Gemara quotes a different pasuk as a makor for Berchas HaMitzvos. The Etna Lecha, et Luchos HaEven, Torah VaHaMitzvah. So, the Pasuk compares Torah and Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Tanchuma, the Rabbi Tanchuma, Yerushalmi says, just like Birchas HaTorah is said, right, you have to make a bracha on Torah. It's a Parshas HaZinu topic, I think we've discussed in previous years. And by Parshas, that from the Gemara and Bar Brachas is the Araisa, the Pasuk and HaZinu, Keshem HaShemekra, HaBogodu, LaLukenu. The Gemara says that from the court of Birchas HaTorah. So, the Yerushalmi says, just like Torah needs a bracha, so two mitzvahs need a bracha. That's Rabbi Tanchuma's Rasha. Oh, so many mafarshim say, you see from this, that the Yerushalmi holds, like our Rashi, the Berachas Mitzvah is our Isa. Who says so among others? The Torah's Raphael. Rabbi Raphael Shapira, the Rosh Shiva of Alojin, and one of the patriarchs of what eventually became the famous Brisker dynasty, Rabbi Chaim Shmer. So he, Rafal Shapiro, in his Chuvas Torah Rafal Siman Aleph, he says, oh, you see from there, he has a long essay on Berachas HaTorah there. But there, in that very long essay, he points out, oh, you see from this Yerushalmi, but also Berachas HaMitzvos are the Araisa. The Agav, on that Yerushalmi, others say, even though that is a simple reading of the Yerushalmi, but others disagree. I'll just give you two interesting examples. One is the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kolales. The Prima Gadim says, no, the Gemara only meant the Nasmachta, it wasn't a real Drasha. And really, the Iker is like the Gemara Bavli, which we said, that it's only Durabanan. An interesting kind of a Pshara is found in, of all places, the Netziv. So we have the continuation of the Halachan dynasty. The Netziv, in his Perishan Chumash, at the Din HaMikdavar, at the end of Mishpatim, the Netziv discusses this Yerushalmi, and he says something that's very interesting, which actually in my Sefer, in my piece on Berachas HaTorah, I put in other Mar Makomos that similarly distinguished, and that is, in HaZinu, when we have the Kishem HaShem Ekra, so what was that? You and I just sitting in the Kishem having a Chavrusa? That was Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. So then it's Siv, and I don't remember who. I wrote that piece about 10 years ago. But I remember there's others I quoted in the piece. But then it's Siv here says that only when you have a Talmud Torah Derabim, or Mitzvah Derabim, then there's a special status for Rovam Hadras Melech. I saw it Tuesday night. There's a certain energy that you get from there. Gives a certain chalos. So it says that if then the bracha on that mitzvah, whether it be Torah or any mitzvah in the Hanami, for the Yerushalmi, that's the Raisa. Maybe the aliyah that you get for a Torah, even though there's a certain brachas haTorah, some, the Pasha says that the aliyah bracha that we make is only the Rabbanon. But some want to say this Netziv would be counted among them. That no, that is a Daraisa. I made Berachas HaTorah 30 minutes ago, took it to Zimra. It's a Shabbos. I mean, it would be a weekday. It's 15 minutes ago. So why am I making another Berachas HaTorah? So some say it's a Darabanan, a Kavod HaTorah, things like that. But no, the Netziv might say no, because that's Talmud Torah Darabim. And when you have a status of a mitzvah Darabim, that's Daraisa. And the Yerushalmi says not just Talmud Torah, it's any mitzvah. But the Netziv is giving his compromise view. But Stamazai, like to say that every time somebody makes a mitzvah and they make a Berachas HaMitzvah, that's the Araisa, perhaps that Yerushalmi would not say
either. What did the Anshei Knesset Haggadah do if you say mitzvahs are the Araisa? I mean, before they had to take Knesset HaGadolah, you didn't have Barachas.
They obviously concretized the specific Nusra.
So what did they do before? Say, thank God?
I guess so. I mean, I have to tell you, I haven't seen too many sources discuss it, and I haven't myself spent so much time thinking about it, only because it's such a minority view. It's such a minority view. But I guess, l'chaora, according to those sources, I don't know how many, you know, mefarshim, you know, how should we say, gun to the head, are really convinced that it's d'oraisa.
If he had said, gosh, I'm going to the Torah, because that, most should just hold these d'oraisa.
Right, and where did that nosach come from? Exactly, right, exactly. That's a good point, Mayor. My pastor makes a good point. Right, the Ramban and many mefarshim, and maybe even the Rambam as well, do hold the Brichah of the Torah d'oraisa. Those words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Baruch Abano, I mean, who wrote those? Those obviously were historical creations. They don't come from Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, when Moshe said, "How we'll get a little Kenu," that was, you know, or something, you know, something like that. So that's a good hara. Anyway, so that is, Adkan is the beginning of the discussion of whether the Brichas HaMitzvos are Daraisa, Darabanan. We generally assume Barov, that they're Darabanan. But there's a Yerushalmi that may indicate the Daraisa. We just saw debated. And we have our Rashi and the Sifrei, which seems to be also, depending on how you learn, also another Makar, but maybe it would say Daraisa. So why would he be taking the Yerushalmi side, right? That's usually the Rambam's game. Right. Maybe. It depends on how you learn the Yerushalmi. And if the Bavli and Brachos says clearly the Rabbanan, and Yerushalmi, but Pashas, as the Rav Shapiro understood it, seemed to say it was Daraisa. When do you make Brachos HaMitzvah? When do you make them? When do you have to make them? So this is the famous Memra in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Zayin, Amud Beis, Shmuel, Kol, Brachos, you know, Mitzvah over Las Yosan. You have to say them over Las Yosan before they are done. It's interesting, speaking of Bavli and Yerushalmi, that these Yerushalmi and Brachos, Daf Aperkes, where Rabbi Yochanan Taka agrees with Shmuel and the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi quotes Rav Kuna and Shmuel. It's interesting, it's Shmuel and the Yerushalmi, who disagree and hold that a bracha must be recited not over Las Yosan, but B'shas Asiyasan, in the middle, while you're doing the mitzvah. We always assume La Halacha, or most, because we know the Bavli, the Gemara says over Las Yosan, Yerushalmi says B'shas Asiyasan. How do we paskin? So the Rambam, very famously, in Hilchos Brachos and Perek Yud Aleph, says, and this is most Mefarshim follow, not all, but most, and we all, this is a well-known Rambam, Rambam paskins, that we hold like the Bavli, mitzvahs, brachos are all supposed to be said over la'asiyasan. The Rambam adds 2 points. One, which is the obvious logical extension, which is in there for if you didn't do it, it's too late and too bad. You don't make a bracha afterwards. So if you shook a lulav and you realize you didn't make a bracha, it's too late. Almost any other mitzvah you could think of, it's too late. However, that's number one. And that is debated. For example, Rambam gives a number of examples. One example particularly is Shechita. The Rambam has 3 or 4 mitzvahs that he gives examples of. He then says, V'chein kriyot zibahen. But the Rambam gives an example of Shechita. You shechted an animal, then you realize, oh my gosh, I was so holding down the animal and getting it straight, I forgot to make a bracha. So the Rambam says it's too late. Or if you take a look at the Rosh in Chulin, Abbas Ashri in Chulin, others, they call poskim will say, no, ideally before, everyone holds ideally before l'chachila, but afterwards it's okay.
How about before you finish?
You know how long it takes? You know how long it takes to do a shechita?
Well, I'm not maybe not shechita, but other mitzvahs.
So the Rambam says you have to do it before you start, and afterwards it's too late. However, once you start, it's too late. That's true. I don't know. I'll bank up a number. 85% of the time, the Rambam then says there are some exceptions. What are the exceptions? Only if the mitzvah is a mitzvah hanemsheches. So, for example, a classic example the Rambam gives is tefillin. You're supposed to make the bracha on the tefillin before you put it on. So, what if you forget? So, sometimes you'll see people like in the middle start shaking the tefillin. That's why they're doing it. Some have this minhag. I don't know what the source is. That's another example. But that's another example. There's this idea in tefillin. If you make the bracha right away, if you do it, actually, you move it around a little bit, maybe that's like a new hanacha. But Lamaisa, b'di'evit, even if you don't do that, the Rambam says the Farish, tefillin calls mana teron, it's a mitzvah nubshechas, and therefore you can make the bracha. As opposed to most mitzvahs, which are been there, done that. Whenever you shook the lulav, it's too late, you did it already. Now, some wanted, so when the Rambam says mitzvah nubshechas, is that like the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says b'shas asi yoslan, is this kind of b'shas asi yoslan? The answer is no. Because the Rambam is learning in those whatever percentage of examples where you're allowed to do it in the Mshechas. Pshat in the Mshechas means that every minute that the mitzvah is still going, if I make a bracha before then, that's called over Lasi Yosef. The chiddush of those mitzvos is that every second is a new mitzvah. Every second you wear tefillin is a new mitzvah. So I should have done it before I did my first withdrawal. But as long as I'm still drawing, I can still make a bracha, and it's over Lasi Yosef for half a loaf better than none. So the Rambam seems to clearly reject the Yerushalmi over Las Yosan, unless you have a mitzvah that's so elastic that you can get it over Las Yosan in an unconventional way.
So is that animal still kosher?
100%. The Gemara, which we'll try to get back to, the Gemara says beferish that a bracha is not ma'akev. It's not any mitzvah. You shook a little without a bracha. That's just one example. Any mitzvah you did without a bracha, it does not take away from the mitzvah itself.
I think years ago when I saw there's a sheet that says that the animal is not. I'm sure.
I think you're right. There may be, and there are those. It may be connected to those who hold. You can even say it afterwards. But if you didn't say it at all, I mean, this is not how we passing it at all. That's not how we passing it at all. Now it's interesting.
You could be a little bit of a Briscoe with.
We will be sure. We're still going.
Because if you have a kiyum. Oh. If you have a kiyum mitzvah,
yep.
Let's say mezuzah. There's a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mitzvah to put up the mezuzah, or to have a mezuzah in your house.
Right. Well, I'll say
the mezuzah is. That's where you put up the mezuzah, but the mitzvah is to have the mezuzah on your house.
Right.
You can't make a bracha still.
Right. No, I think the answer is no, and I think the reason is, Rav Schechter always quotes another rabbin. We've heard quotes from a Soloveitchik. Rav Schechter has this in a long essay in Siman Gimel and Eretz Tzvi. That Soloveitchik proved in many, many examples that you only make a berachas mitzvah and a maisa mitzvah, not on a kiyuma mitzvah. And his classic proof, I actually talked about this a few years ago in Parshas Emor, was Sfiras Omer. The Rav held that even according to the Bahag, when we have this idea that we make 49 different brachos, it's not pshat that there's necessarily 49 different mitzvos. Maybe there's one mitzvah according to the Bahag, but there's 49 different maisa mitzvah. And you make a new berachas mitzvah on each maisa mitzvah. And he has other rise for that, but that relates.
Huh? He has
Malachim
Chulki. That's the one of Rav Soloveitchik, the guy in there, so.
I never heard of it. Malachim Chulki. Please show it to me. Okay. Anyway, just so you should know, there are Rishonim that would disagree. This is the mainstream Rambam view. But there is the Avudraham quotes a Baal HaMor, which is quoted by Poskim Yivin HaShulchan Aruch, who talk about the context of Sukkah, Shiva Sukkah. So I'm in the Sukkah, I didn't make a bracha. So you could argue that that's a mitzvah of Sheches, that everyone should agree you can make a mitzvah. But if you do that, then as we said before, Pshat would be that still counts as over Las Yosem. Yet the Baal HaMor's Lashon is no. The Baal HaMor's Lashon is you can still make the bracha afterwards because it's b'shas asi yosan, and you're allowed to make it b'shas asi yosan. Moreover, says the Baal HaMor, a mitzvah that's nimsheches is l'chachila to make the bracha in the middle. You only have to make the bracha ahead of time if it's an instantaneous kind of a mitzvah, or if you don't do it before, you won't be able to do it otherwise. Then it's either before or after, there's no middle. But any mitzvah where you could do it in the middle, you're supposed to do it in the middle. Now, I don't know if he specifically speaks about tefillin, as far as I know, not. But tefillin will be a classic example. Apparently, according to him, you should dafka wait to put on the tefillin before you make the bracha.
What's the Gemara talking about?
He's obviously holding more like Yerushalmi. And Echanami, that's why you have Yerushalmi. You have Yerushalmi. So,
isn't the chachila that it's preferable to do it that way, or that you could still be, you'll say the mitzvah l'chachila if you do
he it says l'chachila. He says l'chachila. We'll try to get back to explain the lumbness of it shortly. But he says, no, ideally the mitzvah, the bracha should be while you're doing the mitzvah, not before. Okay?
Does he hold that you make the bracha on Sukkah before you walk in?
Right? Well, Sukkah in particular, that's right. That's a shayla in general. The Gemara always says, over Las Yosan, yes, over the over, no. We want it to be before you do the mitzvah, but not too far ahead. You know, I can make the bracha now, so sukkos is coming. And the answer is no. Then there's no smichas. So there has to be some juxtaposition. So what is too far? That's part of that discussion in the sukkah. Right? It's already a mitzvah. It's already a mitzvah, right? It's already a mitzvah, right?
Once you walk in, you're in
the middle. And he's saying, so he has to be machmir, because he holds over las yosem. That's right, that's right. Now, in general, we assume, I don't want to get into details of proving it and giving you wrinkles, Lamaisa, in many places in Shulchan Aruch, it's clear, we pass from like the Rambam, the birchas and mitzvahs are supposed to be over las yosan, and if it's a mitzvah nimsheches, okay, maybe b'dyevet you can still say it, but other than that, even b'dyevet, it's just too late, you still get a mitzvah, but you don't get the bracha, period. That's it, there's not much else to say. So let's, though, we have 20 minutes left or so, let's try to get really to the deeper issue. What is it all about? It's the Raisa, it's the Rabbanon, it's before, it's middle, it's after. Why? What's it all about? Especially because it's the Rabbanon, so we could, you know, Das Elyon, not okay, we can't add it to it, but Das Chachamim, we at least presume that we could try to, you know, mine for nuggets. What did the Chazal have in mind? What's the getter? Why are we making Berachas HaMitzvos? So in Rishonim and Achronim, we seem to have what I would call, broadly speaking, three Mahachim. Two specifically, two famous ones, and perhaps a third as well. First is something that you find with variation, but for the purpose of our share, I would put them in the same camp, the Ritva and the Nota Biyuda. The Ritva says in a very famous, you'll see in a minute, I'll quote it for you, it's somewhat enigmatic, but hopefully we understand it correctly. The Ritva in this sugya, in Gemara Pesachim, Dav Zayin, says that the purpose of the bracha is to give you a more personal and spiritual involvement with mitzvahs. It's a shtickle philosophical, this Ritva. And he says, the reason that a bracha has to be over las yosan, and this is, the Ritva is tying together our 2 points. Why do we make the brachas, and why do we care that they're first? Says the Ritva, it should be beforehand. Why? So that the avodas hanefesh comes before the mitzvah, which is an avodas haguf. That somehow that physical activity of shaking a lulav or putting on tefillin, as spiritual it is on some level, because it is tefillin, it is mezuzah, it is the shofar, whatever the case may be, nevertheless, that is a physical activity. That's an avodas haguf. It's a spiritual, physical activity, but it's still physical. Within that, there's an even higher level, the bracha, which is some of an expression of our neshama. Some of that's called avodas nefesh, as opposed to avodas haguf, and better to have an avodas nefesh first. So what exactly does that mean in more halachic terms? So most achronim understand this ritva in one form or another to be trying to bring out the issue of kavana. It could just shake a little, you know, who knows what you're doing? It's just a physical activity. By saying a bracha beforehand, then you're directing and concentrating, whether you want to speak in spiritual, in philosophical terms, or just more simple in terms of kavana, you're focusing your attention. I'll tell me, don't we paskin? This is Lav Shuv's Kavana. But everyone holds L'chachila, Mr. Shuv's Kavana. So that could be pshat. L'chachila, you're supposed to make a bracha before every mitzvah. That'll give you the Kavana. And if you didn't do it, you still yotze the mitzvah to answer your question before. Because in Echanami, Kavana is not ma'akim necessarily on this type of Kavana. In other words, what this is, and it's ironic because the Nota Behuda says this as well. The Nota Behuda says the purpose more, and the Nota Behuda says it more down to earth. The purpose of bracha is to provide kavana, and that's why it's tafkel over las yosan. What's the point of having kavana after you did it? Right, that horse has left the barn, and it's too late. You have to make the bracha over las yosan to have kavana. What's cute and ironic at the same time is that it's the Nota Behuda of all people who agrees with this, and it's what's a mashal mada verdoma? This is basically like a more grounded litvisha l'shem yichud, which, of course, he was famously against. L'shem yichud with Kabbalah, he didn't like. But the idea of making a bracha in Svara sounds like it's the same thing. Namely, I'm focusing and concentrating my energies, so I'm not just randomly shaking something or doing this or up and down. I first say the bracha, that gives a kavana.
Those mitzvahs that don't have brachas.
So that is beyond the scope of tonight's year. But the Rishonim are bothered by whatever we'll say, all the different mahakam I'm going to offer you, you can ask the question by all three. It sounds like such a great idea, so how come certain mitzvahs don't have it? And that the Rishonim are already bothered by, and there's, I'll have to invite me back for another shiur. Then, I mean, we've, agav, in various mitzvahs we've given, Dafka and the Thursday night shiurim over the years, depending on the mitzvah, we've discussed how come this mitzvah doesn't have a bracha. But economy, that could be a shir in its own right, in a more meta topic. Why are there, what rules are there according to different rishonim for which brachas don't, do or don't get mitzvah, brachas. Anyway, that's number one. Number two is a mahalik, which I want to present to you with some detail, which is well known as a great chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. But I want to show you that I believe in a certain more basic, limited way, but the kernel of it, I believe Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky agrees with as well, and perhaps even others. And just a Zohar L'Tov, I remember good times. I remember the first time I heard the basis of this word was my first year in YU. They learned Masechta Pesachim. And in the spring, the second half of the year, we were doing this stuff, and I heard, I must have heard 15 shurim at least. We spent a while on Brechas Mitzvot with the Rosenzweig. It was main Olam Haba Mamish. And one of the things that he mentioned among his own myriad of chiddushim was that was the first time I had heard this chiddush in the name of the Rav. If you're looking for it, Rav Reichman has it in Rishu Shurim in Sukkah, and Rav Schechter has it at the end of this piece in Eretz Yisrael and Gimel. And basically, it goes as follows. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph asked the Kasha, I took a bite of an apple. I finished the apple. I'm done with the apple. I didn't make a bracha. Can I make a bar of praise now? Can I make a bechas anenin after the fact? The Gemara asks the Kasha. And in the discussion, Ravina jumps up. And Ravina says, yes. Yes? He says, I'll give you a raya. A raya, quoting back from the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim we started with, Kol mitzvos, mitzvah levarach over las yasan. I didn't give you the whole quote of the Gemara. Gemara says, Chutz me tfilas ager. You have a ger, he's in the process of converting, he's about to go into the mikvah to complete the conversion. There's no bracha. When he comes out of the mikvah, then he makes a bracha. So there's different explanations why not. The Pashta says, Tosfos says, Louis, because before that he's not Jewish. A Jew can't say Shekhar Shalom Zolim Zivonim. Only once he's Jewish, then he can make a bracha. The Maisa, but Ravina says, just like by Tfilas Hager, so you see you can make a Birchas HaMitzvah after you've done the mitzvah, he's already come out of the mikvah, so too, you can make a Birchas HaNenin after you ate the apple. And then the Gemara, without getting into the Lomdus of Tosus, but it's Kimat, Tosus is Chiddush Shemsachim, the Gemara there says, you can't bring me a Raya from Tfilas Hager, because there he couldn't do it earlier. That's the Gemara. So, it seems to be implicit in the way the Rambam passes this Gemara, but really it's the Shach. The Shach in Yeredei and Simen Yutes, which is the bracha of Shechita, the mitzvah Shechita, the bracha there. The Shach quotes those who make tumult about Tfilas Hager and other things, but in that discussion, the Shach quotes this Gemara, and he doesn't tease out the implications we needed for the development of Lomdus to give it more formulation. But the yisod of this is already, I believe, in the Shach. The Shach seems to say, the Gemara, if you think about it, it's rejecting the specific nafkemina and conclusion of Ravina. But the basic yisod of Ravina, that you could bring a raya from Brechas HaMitzvah to Brechas HaNenin, or vice versa, that the Gemara didn't seem to reject. That's it. Tzvilas Hager is unique. No, you can't bring a riot to Brechas HaNenin from that. You can't bring a riot to other mitzvahs from Tzvilas Hager. It's unique. But compare it, right? If it would be you or me, we should have been screaming, what kind of Gemara? What's Ravina talking about? What does Brechas HaNenin have to do with Brechas HaMitzvahs? I'm not eating anything. I'm doing a mitzvah. But the Shach, as you see from the Gemara, there's some connection. So comes along Rav Soloveitchik, and he puts it together. He just makes what is the obvious implication, but it's so shocking that no one sees what's obvious. And then he develops it further. He says, what you see from this Gemara already is a hint at the following Chiddush. Why do we make a bracha before we eat an apple or anything else? So the Gemara bracha on Daf Lamed Hey tells us, Chanenah b'lo zem b'lo bracha, harizem ol, goes on some makom depending on different sources. It's stealing. So what does that mean? Rephrase. A Birchas HaNenin is a matir. The way I'm sure we all teach our children, this is the best way to teach children about brachos. a bracha is saying please. I said, Hashem is the best parent, because sometimes I say no, even when you say please. You put the magic word, sometimes I say no. Hashem promises He'll never say no if you say please. It's all Hashem's. You want it, He's ready to give it to you. Make a bracha. For a praise, for a perdama, He'll say yes. It's usher to eat it. The bracha is the matir. It allows it. Says the Rav, you see from this Gemara, from this Shach, a chiddush Torah. Who gave you a right to do mitzvahs? Who told you to shake the law? Who gave you a right? And I would add, I don't know if he said it, but in my mind, I always, maybe someone else told it to me, I don't know, but in my mind, I always think of the pasuk in the Megillah Esther, right? She wants to go before the king. You need permission. You can't just get to go before the king. Who gave you a right to do a mitzvah? L'fnai v'lefnim? Ah, you make a bracha. That's the matir. If you make the bracha, that, by acknowledging, is a shekher shonim, is a v'tzivanu, that acknowledgement opens the door and unlocks the possibility, allowing us to do a mitzvah. Not only is that teased out a little bit in the Gemara, maybe the Shach, but said the Rav, he has an unbelievable raya from the Rambam. Unbelievable. Actually, give me a minute. Oh, here it is. Put up those brachos. The Rambam says, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, after talking to you about Birchas Hanenin, and then the Rambam says, Kishem Shechayev Lavarech Kodem Cholani, or something like that, I remember that quote. Kishem, so too you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Three letters. But it's mamish, a skyscraper of Chiddush in that three letters. Kishem, it's all there. Kishem, the Rambam equates Berchas Hananin and Berchas Hamitzvos. The Rav said, where did he get it from? No one knows where the Rambam got it from. Most people didn't notice that Rambam. But anyone who notices it doesn't understand where he got it from. So he got it from the Gemara Baruch. He got it from Ravina. We rejected Ravina's application. The Gemara does not reject Ravina's Chiddush. They're both begeder matir. And therefore, said the Rav, that's pshat, and mitzvahs have to be brachos, like mitzvahs, or lasiyosan. Because by definition, if it's a matir, you ask for permission. It doesn't make any sense, right? That's if you're really clever 11-year-old or whatever, you know, you do it and afterwards you ask, right? That's the cynical way of, you know. Okay, but the way we want to have a relationship with Hashem, a normal way, of course, is you have to have permission. It doesn't, there's no such thing as permission after the fact. You have to ask permission. Now you'll say, mitzvah nimshaches. Again, that's b'dyevet, the Rambam is clear. But as long as you're still doing it, you can still ask permission for what you're about to do. Oh, so what about the tefillah segir? You're saying, oh, so we know, we'll get to that. I'll try to, want to get to that now? I'll get to it now. I was going to get to it later, but you asked a good question. So the shaila is, Rav Shechter, in the Sefer, quotes as part of it. Says, so now we know why. We already know from the Gemara and from Tosfos why a Ger can't make a bracha before he goes to the mikvah. He's not Jewish. But according to this whole shot, that it's all about a matir, so why does he make it even afterwards? So, I think this part is from the Rav himself. Either that or it's from Shechter, but I think it's from this part is also from the Rav. He said that, in fact, you see from the Gemara that is not a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Maisa Tefillah. Because that happened already. There's nothing to talk about. He says, rather, and we have other examples of this he alludes to, but he says, what the bracha there is, it's on the chalos of Kedushas Yisrael. By going to the mikvah, it's not just that you fulfill the mitzvah. You've changed the whole status. So you make the bracha on that status. If that status doesn't occur until the guy comes out of the mikvah. Therefore, you davke have to make it then, because there's no chalos there. In fact, and again, this part may really be Rav Shechter adding on to the Rav, but in light of that, he asked the following kasha. If you have a ger katan matbil and aldas bezdin, who makes the bracha? Not the little baby. Bezdin makes the bracha. So if you look like, if you learn like Tosfos, Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and Sakham and Shat, Tosfos says, why does the ger not make the bracha before tefillah? Because he's not Jewish, he can't. So the Rav says, so Shechter, I think, asks, So Taka, what about a ger katan? Were the peasants anyway making the bracha? So they're Jewish, I hope. So can't they? Shouldn't they make the bracha first? And in a footnote there, Rav Shechter says that the Raivin and Bali Nefesh, Taka holds that way. If they're a ger katan, the peasant makes the bracha ahead of time. But Rav Shechter himself wanted to say, based on the Rav, he said, Taka, no. Maybe you say, no, if you assume that it's a halos of the Kedusha, so whether it's a child, whether it's a grown-up, the halos of the Kedusha doesn't happen until after he comes out of the mikvah. So that's an important tangent, but it's a tangent on this Kiddush.
That's not a Birchus HaMitzvah. Because you said the Rav only holds a Birchus HaMitzvah or a Maitz HaMitzvah.
I'm not sure. You have to take a look, and he seems to try to straddle that again. And it's the same piece from Rav Shechter, because we do have... What he's contrasting is a Maisa versus a Kiyum. I don't want to be lazy and hide behind jargon. But that Chiddush I said to you, a Sirus Omer and stuff, he's talking about a Maisa versus a Kiyum.
Right.
It could be, I'm not sure where the Chalos fits in. It needs more work. I want to add a few things. We only have 5 more minutes. So give me, let me finish the next 5 minutes. So first of all, I want to tell you the following. 10 years ago, or something like that, I was living in Riverdale, and it was Pesach time. And by Pesach, Ben Azmanim, so all the Telza Rebbeim are davening in the Young Israel. And their children, whether our children or sons-in-law, they're all home for Yontif. So I used to have a relationship, not only with the Rebbeim, but I had a relationship with some of Rav Azman's sons-in-law. So he has one son-in-law, whose name is Rabbi Iron, the son of the Rosh Kollel from Detroit.
He's a historian. He's a historian.
Yes. So he's a tzaddik and a talmid chacham, and he and I used to talk and learn. So I quoted this idea to him. And whenever I speak to someone from a different background than I refer to Rav Soloveitchik or Rav Yashua there. But he was such a tzaddik, when he had all this stuff, he kept on saying, but according to the Rav, and according, so finally I just stopped and said, listen, you don't have to say that, it's okay. But if you got to do it, you got to do it right. It's the Rav, the Kamatz, not the Rav, the Pasach. So he says to me, oh, there's a difference? I said, yes, the Rav, that's Rav Kook. He must have lost it. He had to sit down at that point. And it was very sweet and very to me a mistake. I'm reminded of this story. Why? Because all those years ago, we were standing, I still remember, in the doorway of the Young Israel of Riverdale, and I told him the Skiddush. He said, you know something? He goes, I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said a similar word. I said, really, where? He said, Parshas Ki Savo. I never looked it up until today. But I remember that. One day, I want to look it up. And sure enough, without the buildup of the Rav and with the Rambams and Ravina and the Shach, in a Rashi and Brachos, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Taka says it. Why? Because a variation of our Rashi in the Parsha was quoting a Sifrei, there's a Gemara in Brachos that parallels talking about the same, quoting our Pasuk in Kisavo, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun, Daf Membeis. The Gemara has a slightly different brasha. Starts at the beginning of the pasuk, not just Lo Shechachti Milavarech, but the first part of it, Lo Avarti Al Mitzvah Secha, says the Gemara, that's the bracha. Lo Shechachti Milahazkir Shemecha. The context there is that when you make a bracha, you have to have Shem Hashem. So it says, you see the two parts, Lo Avarti Al Mitzvah Secha Milavarech, Lo Shechachti Milahazkir Shemecha. So on that Gemara, Rashi says Milavarech, and there, unlike, and Rabbi Yaakov uses this as a kasha against the Sifrei Chachamim I read to you, and against the Re'im, and against the Gur Aryeh, who said, oh, Rashi didn't really mean a formal bracha, he just meant blessing Hashem. But Rashi, I think, where bracha says, Beferah, Shekin Hashanah, Mezuzah, Vitzivanu. And it seems almost obvious that the two Rashis go together. So you see the Rashi's taka holding as a zavort from this pasuk, the Birchas of Mitzvah itself. So leave aside the issue of the Raisa of the Rabbana, which Rabbi Yaakov does not get in, but he asks the kasha. If the source of the bracha is lo avarti mi mitzvah secha, isn't that a little bit too meaning implying I said the bracha? And what if I didn't make the bracha? I'm together avarti mi mitzvah secha, which the way Rav Yaakov reads that word, it sounds like by doing the mitzvah, I'm over on something. So says Rav Yaakov, one side, what does that mean? Let's tease that out. Says Rav Yaakov, a mitzvah without a bracha is an aveira. No, a mitzvah without a bracha is. Just that, without a bracha. I'm chaser the kimo of bracha, but nothing more. And yet, Rashi says, no, the makor in brachos, the makor of the birchas of mitzvah is l'avarti yusos secha. Says Rav Yaakov, he sees from this Rashi, that taka to do a mitzvah without a bracha is an aveira. And what aveira is that, pray tell? He says, Rav Yaakov makes the same Kiddush. Again, without the Rambam and the Kishanes, but the basic Yisod of Yaakov Taka says, he has to use the word Matir either, it's a Chumr Sefer, but Imamish says the same Yisod, that you need a Matir, you need permission, just like you need before you take a bite of an apple. You need permission, you see from this Rashi, to make the...
Help all the Aveira.
You
don't make a
book.
It's similar to, just like before your nene and this from an apple, so too before you do a mitzvah, you have to. That's the Rambam's kishen. It's not saying is hana, but just like. I just want to mention one last thing because it's late, and that is, what about the Baal Amor? The Baal Amor, I said, all this is b'shitas Rambam and Orvelas Yosan and mainstream sack. The Baal Amor, we said, holds the chila, you should do it b'shas as Yosan. So what's pshat in that? So I think pshat in the Baal Amor is he has a third approach. Not that it's kavana, because kavana should happen beforehand too. Not that it's a matzir, that obviously should happen beforehand. That the Baal Amor seems to hold that the bracha is actually a chelik of the mitzvah. We rabbanon. But that the rabbanon redefined the mitzvah, at least as a luchachilo, and said it's a different kima mitzvah. Part of that mitzvah should include within it, an expression of a bracha. And therefore, Daf can say beforehand is wonderful, but it's not within it. Shas asiyasin, while you're doing the mitzvah, whenever possible, there's a kiyum to say the bracha then, to make that as an integrated whole. It's not as a separate entity, it's an extension of the kiyum ha-mitzvah itself. And I'll just give you one or two rayas which may support this. Not that they necessarily agree with the Baal Amor about over lasiyasin versus the shas, but this idea that maybe the bracha plays a different kind of a role, not separate as a mati or kavana, but it integrates as part of the mitzvah. I have a few rayas, but I'll just give you two, and with this we'll close. A famous Tosfos HaRosh and Brachos Daf Tes Vav, the Gemara I alluded to before, Louis, which says, because Brachos HaMitzvah said they're Rabbanon, therefore they're not Ma'akev. If you didn't make them, you still don't say the mitzvah. So Tosfos HaRosh brings out what seems to be, it's a Chiddush, but in Pashat Pshat and Gemara it's obvious, even though logically it's not obvious at all. But Louis Yitzuyer, Brachos HaMitzvah's word Araisa, says Tosfos HaRosh, they would be Ma'akev. You wouldn't fulfill Lulav if you didn't make a bracha. You are, because it's only the Rabbanon to make the bracha. But Lu Yitzur L'chiv was Taraisa. So let me ask you a question. Why should that be? Whatever you hold of the bracha, whether it's Kavan or the scheme, but that's a separate thing. If the mitzvah is the mitzvah, what's the difference? So many Achronim point out, not necessarily again whether they connect it to the Baal Amor as a separate point, many Achronim point out that you see from this Tosfos HaRosh that he holds that it's a chelik of the mitzvah. At the Rabbanon level, it's not going to take away your Daraisa mitzvah. But Lu Yitzur, it was also Daraisa. It could even take away your mitzvah. That's number one, is a possible raya for that. And number two is the Nesivis. The Nesivis and his Haggadah. And the Haggadah's Maisa Nisim asks the question, which many people ask, and he gives an answer which other people give in other contexts, but he gives here, which is, why is there no Berchas HaMitzvah on Magi? Sibur Tis Mitzrayim is a big, 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 big mitzvah. Why is there no Berchas HaMitzvah? So there's this answer, and there's that answer. Says the Nesivis, and you saw that other Achronim say in other contexts, that whenever you have a mitzvah in which the mitzvah itself is a form of dibur, then we don't make a bracha. If you have an action, so we do a dibur before that. When the mitzvah itself is a format of bracha or dibur, you don't make a bracha before it. Well, no, it's not bracha. I shouldn't have said dibur, maybe. I guess call it bracha. The way he touches it up is bracha. For example, that's the way some people say, well, there's a mitzvah to do kiddush every Friday night. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of kiddush. So we just make the bracha of lekadesh. It's a Shabbos. So the way that's his lashon is, if the mitzvah is a bracha, if the mitzvah is a bracha, we don't make a bracha on that bracha. And that's how we understand magid. Anyway, leave aside the actual Pesach. We could discuss the details of that and defend it or debate it on Pesach. But take a step back for a second. Why should Naniach, he said it. Why does it make any sense? Who cares? If it's a Kavana issue, it doesn't make any difference. And if it's a Matir, why should that make any sense? But maybe, if you hold it, the whole purpose is, what did I say before, that Chazal said, it's not enough just to have a mitzvah, but you go, you want to integrate the idea of a bracha within it. Okay, but when the whole mitzvah is a bracha, there's no idea of integrating a bracha within a bracha. We have the bracha already. So it could be that this Maisa Nisim is in line with that as well. Anyway, huge topic. More to say. It'll have to be another time. a good Shabbos. There's a good